Welcome to another episode of I'm No Rookie. I was trying to reflect back to how long I've been teaching for. So my education journey started in 2010, and it was by accident where I was given this opportunity to be a trainer within the spa and salon that I was working at. So I was already kind of head therapist, I was already doing in-store training, and now I was going to be training for companies like Four Seasons and so forth. So I had the opportunity. Before I jumped in, there was a few things that I needed to know to prepare me for my journey. It wouldn't have stopped me from pursuing it. It wouldn't have stopped me from saying yes to that first opportunity. But I think knowing would have prepared me so that I could get on top of what my role really involved. So today I want to talk to you exactly about that, the world of education. And this is going to be great for those that are considering going into the education sector, whether that's for to be an instructor, to be a trainer, or even a lecturer. Let me set the scene. So you've mastered the art of beauty and wellness, and you're considering going into education, but you're unsure really what it's about. So first and foremost, I want to talk about you having a clear understanding of your role and the transition from being a spa practitioner to an educator and what that involves. And the thing is that it involves more than just sharing your knowledge and your skills. It requires fundamental shift in your mindset. As an educator, your role goes beyond demonstrating techniques. You become a mentor, a guide, an inspiration to other students. You're responsible for kind of shaping their professional journey and instilling confidence and fostering a passion for learning. What you also need to know is that you need to embrace this role with enthusiasm and dedication, knowing that you have the power to make a lasting impact on the future generations of beauty and wellness professionals. If you think back to yourself when you was in school, a few typical types of teachers, right? You've got the teacher that just does their job, to the bare minimum, and you never really remember them. Then the other teacher is the really bad teacher that you always remember. We all might have a laugh about and go, remember when they did this? And then you've got that exceptional teacher that you still remember to this day, especially if they've influenced your life in some way. And this is what I want to kind of get across that. Going into this role, there are so many things that you don't realize that you have an impact on. So understanding your role and going into this role because you are really passionate about helping others is essential. So that's number one. Number two, it's all about your qualifications, and qualifications do matter. So whilst practical experience is invaluable, of course, your formal qualifications can significantly enhance your credibility and opportunities in the education sector. You must consider pursuing your certification. So whether that's a level three, a level four, a level five in education and training, these qualifications provide you with the necessary pedagogical skills, teaching methodologies, and understanding of educational principles to excel in your role as a trainer or lecturer. Investing in your education not only enriches your teaching abilities, but also demonstrates your commitment to professional development and excellence. I know I've spoken to students in the past that have been in the beauty and wellness industry for 10, 20 plus years, and it's like, but why do I need a teaching qualification? I know my stuff. Yes, you know your stuff when it comes to the industry, but you don't know your stuff when it comes to teaching and developing people. And we have to take responsibility of how we manage people, how we help them navigate the field of learning or navigate a new field altogether. There's so much more than just knowing the beauty and wellness side. You need to know the teaching and development side. The next thing I wish I knew more about and understood was about embracing continuous learning. So in the beauty and wellness industry, we know it's very dynamic. We know there's lots of trends. There's always lots of techniques and new technologies that are consistently evolving. Similar is the field of education, and continually advancing with new teaching methodologies and approaches is so important. So you must stay relevant and effective as an educator. You must embrace a mindset of continuous professional development. You will need to stay updated with the latest industry trends, educational research, and technological advancements. Attending workshops is great, seminars, conferences to kind of expand your knowledge and your skills. And by continuously learning and adapting, you'll be better equipped to meet the evolving needs of your students and kind of deliver an impactful educational experiences. Another thing that I knew, I wish I knew more about, was about the communication, the whole art of effective communication. Effective communication is at the heart of being a successful teacher and teaching, right? How many of those remember a really bad teacher who just awful at communications or even body language? You could tell they didn't want to be there. They'll always shout at you. They'll be raising their voices. So this is why it's so important to know the art of effective communication. As a beauty and spa trainer or lecturer, you're going to be interacting with students from diverse backgrounds and with learning styles and difficulties. And then to engage and connect with your students is essential to adopt your communication style accordingly. So clearly, you need to articulate concepts, provide context, and use language that resonates with your audience. Additionally, you need to cultivate empathy and active listening skills to understand your students' needs and concerns. And by fostering these open communications and creating a supportive learning environment, you enhance student engagement and promote effective learning outcomes. Another thing I wish I knew more about is balancing theory and practical. How many of you have sat through a lesson or class, especially within our industry, beauty and wellness, and it's just been theory, theory, theory. And then after the theory, you're then being told that you need to then put it into practice, but you've had hardly any practice time. So I say more so for our industry, we need to find the right balance between the theoretical knowledge and the practical application. So whilst theory provides the kind of foundation, our hands-on experience reinforces learning and allows students to develop their skills. So incorporating practical demonstrations, interactive exercises, and real-world case studies into your curriculum to bridge the gap between the theory and the practice. It's essential. You want to encourage students to apply their knowledge in a practical scenario. You want them to experiment with techniques and receive constructive feedback. And by offering a well-rounded learning experience, you're also empowering your students to excel in both the theoretical understanding and the practical efficiency. Another thing that I wish I knew more about or learned or prepared for was nurturing creativity. So creativity is a fundamental aspect of the beauty and wellness industry in my eyes, and it should be nurtured in the educational setting as well. So you want to encourage your students to think creatively. You want them to explore new ideas and innovate within those practices. You want to provide opportunities for experimentation and encourage out of the box thinking and celebrate individuality. So whether it's trying new techniques, developing unique treatments, or exploring innovative trends, fostering creativity empowers your students to unleash their full potential and distinguish themselves in the industry. As an educator, inspire and support your students' creative endeavors and watch them thrive as they express their unique talent and perspective. And the last thing I want to share that I wish I knew more about, even more so in the last 5 years, is about building a supportive community. It's something that you probably witnessed a lot more online, or you absolutely witness it in person as well. Teaching can sometimes feel like a solitary endeavor. You feel like it's just you doing it by yourself, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can build a supportive community of fellow educators, mentors, and industry professionals. It's so invaluable on your journey. And this is something that I highly want to do, and I'm planning on doing this year, actually. I want to create, whether it's going to be on Facebook or wherever I think is the best platform, I want to create a group or community for beauty spa trainers and educators. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I love the idea of that, hit me up, send me a message on Instagram, or even connect with me on LinkedIn. The idea is that it can be for those that are looking to get into the industry, those that have been it for a while, but they just feel a bit stuck. They need some kind of new ideas, and it's to get their passion back again. So building a community is so important. What you can also do is the whole idea of building community or being involved in community is that you want to connect with like-minded individuals. You can do this through networking, like I said, online forums and professional associations. You want to share your experiences, exchange ideas, and seek guidance from those who have worked a similar path. Additionally, I think mentorship can also play a significant role in your professional development. So finding mentors who can offer insights, advice, and encouragement as you navigate your teaching career is fantastic. And by surrounding yourself with a supportive community, you'll find inspiration, motivation, and invaluable support to help you succeed as a beauty, spa, and wellness lecturer or trainer. And there you have it, the seven things that I wish I knew more about before jumping into education. Like I said before, it wouldn't have stopped me, but I feel like I would have been better prepared mentally. So I hope that you can also use these tips and consider this before jumping into becoming a beauty, spa, wellness lecturer, trainer. Remember, every step you take brings you closer to making a profound impact on the next generation. So thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of I'm No Rookie. And don't forget to hit subscribe for more strategies and tips to help you elevate your career within the beauty and wellness industry. And remember, you're no rookie in the game of life. Take care, and I'll see you again soon.